Today, I want to address the many listeners of our show who have low thyroid function or are taking some form of thyroid medication. I have some fascinating new thyroid research that could change how you take your medicine or change your medicine completely and possibly allow you to take a more appropriate dose based on your unique individual needs rather than just following the lab results. Now, I've worked with many low thyroid patients through my 40 years of clinical experience, but this new research puts a whole new powerful way of coming up with just the right dose of thyroid support for you. Now, over the entire planet, we know the most common cause of low thyroid is too little iodine in the diet. And in countries that have plenty of iodine in their diet or in their soil, the most common cause of low thyroid is an autoimmune condition called Hashimoto's thyroiditis, named after the Japanese doctor that discovered the condition. Hypothyroidism is in the U.S. occurs in roughly about 4.3 to 8.5% of people. So that's about 4 to 9% of all of us, mostly women who are 7 times more likely to have low thyroid than men. This adds up roughly to 1 in 7 women having low thyroid. I clinically feel that hypothyroidism is even more common than this, since many never get diagnosed and because of the backward and obsolete way conventional docs diagnose and monitor thyroid function. And what is the most common cause of Hashimoto's thyroiditis? The answer may surprise you. It is sensitivity to gluten. Gluten, of course, is a grain, various grains that contain gluten, including wheat, rye, barley, and oats. Either in celiac disease or in non-celiac gluten sensitivity, this sensitivity can occur. Now, one study showed that 71% of those patients with Hashimoto's resolved their hypothyroid symptoms just by eliminating gluten intake over a 1-year period. 71%, that's amazing. Obviously, eliminating gluten might be the first thing to try in reducing inflammation in your thyroid gland. If eliminating gluten doesn't do the trick, then dairy products tend to be the second most potent inflammatory food for the thyroid. Often our immune systems confuse gluten and dairy with thyroid tissue, which tends to inflame it. This is why the thyroid is the most sensitive organ to autoimmune changes in the body. One of the most common arguments conventional practitioners make is that you shouldn't be using natural desiccated thyroid because it's quite variable in its level of hormone. So you're better off taking Synthroid or synthetically manufactured thyroid, which is only T4. Now, this is basically false thinking because studies have shown that only a 1% variance in the dosage of natural desiccated thyroid occurs. So it's basically very, very exact and consistent. Thyroid problems can persist when you're only taking Synthroid because many hypothyroid patients take T4 only, and then the doctor never checks their T3 levels. Now, T3, of course, is the most important thyroid hormone, and that's what your body has to convert from the T4 into T3. An important mineral to promote this conversion is selenium, and you can take either 200 micrograms daily, or interestingly, you can eat 3 to 4 Brazil nuts every day and get about the same amount. Each Brazil nut you're consuming is approximately 80 to 90% micrograms of selenium. Now, unfortunately, most conventional docs only check your TSH levels to diagnose thyroid abnormalities and to monitor your thyroid dosing. This minimalist approach, of course, is to save money for the insurance company. They don't bother checking your thyroid antibodies or reverse T3 or even free T4 or free T3 most of the time. We at Tahoma Clinic routinely check these in all of our thyroid patients. And even when the thyroid antibodies are elevated, they feel the treatment should be exactly the same. You take Synthroid. I guess there's no sense worrying about an inflamed thyroid. As a result of this way of following your thyroid function, you may continue to have low thyroid symptoms, but because your TSH is right in the normal range, no changes will be made to your thyroid prescription based on conventional thinking. And I think I can hear all the nodding heads out there. You're thinking to yourself, yeah, that happened to me. Well, now we have some interesting science to back up your argument to increase your dose of thyroid when indicated by your symptoms, rather than just by your TSH level. Now, many conventional docs argue that taking too much thyroid can be quite dangerous, that if you take too much and your TSH goes low, it means you're getting hyperthyroid, which can cause bone loss, sometimes called osteopenia or osteoporosis, or it can cause heart problems, including rapid heart rate or atrial fibrillation, or even increase your mortality risk. But as it turns out, these problems rarely happen at all, according to recent meta-analysis research from 21 different studies as published in the prestigious Thyroid Journal. Interestingly, they studied patients with thyroid cancer who had previously been treated with either radiation or thyroid removal. The follow-up treatment involved keeping TSH really low as much as possible to prevent any thyroid cells from growing. So what happened to these folks? So many of the patients were placed on very high doses of thyroid, as much as 500 micrograms of Synthroid. You know, typical dose is maybe 50 to 150 micrograms, or 160 micrograms of leothyronine, which is T3, to prevent recurrence of the thyroid cancer. And as it turned out, the incidence of osteoporosis, heart problems, heart arrhythmia, atrial fib, and overall mortality were extremely low and similar to the general population. The conclusion was high circulating levels of thyroid hormone is not the cause of symptoms of hyperthyroidism, sometimes called Graves' disease. Now, you see, Graves' disease and hyperthyroidism is an autoimmune problem which causes the osteoporosis and cardiac problems, not necessarily taking high doses of thyroid medication. And the bottom line is, and I quote from the research, these studies show the reluctance to use high-dose thyroid is unwarranted. So the takeaway here is optimizing your thyroid medication is more than just following TSH levels, and there's very little risk of increasing thyroid intake to correspond to appropriate levels if it helps improve your low thyroid symptoms. What are low thyroid symptoms? They typically include constipation, poor circulation, cold hands and feet, dry skin and dry hair, and overall fatigue. I've had people describe it as kind of walking through wet cement. Of course, you should always follow the advice of your practitioner who is skilled and knowledgeable about thyroid physiology.